Boker Tov, we are continuing with our journey through Kohelet. We're in Pirik Gimal, Pasuk Vav. We're in the middle of the Eitz, in the middle of the times, the different times, different tkufot, different periods. So, Seshlom HaMelech, Eit Levakesh ve'et Le'abed. There's a time to seek and there's a time to make lost. It's a reference to Galut and Geula. Yeah, Levakesh, bring him back. That's the Geula. Le'abed is to cause Galut. Eit Lishmor ve'et Le'ashlich. There's a time to keep and there's a time to throw away. Et Lishmor is a reference, Rashi HaKadosh says, Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, which is a bracha, obviously. And Et Le'ashlich is, there's a pasuk in Parashat Nitzavim, v'yashlichem el eretz acheret. So once again, a time for bracha, geula. A time for tochacha, galut, sheminachem. Zayin, Et likroa ve'et lithpor, there's a time to tear and a time to mend. Et lachashot ve'et ledaber, there's a time to be silent and a time to speak. Yeah, the time to mend is a reference of the tearing of the Malchuyot. We know all of the trouble started after Shlomo HaMelech when the Malchut, when the kingdom of Am Yisrael was split among Malchut Yehuda and Malchut Yisrael. And then you have a time to mend, which is by the Geulah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring in, if you remember the Haftarah from 2 weeks ago in Parashat Vayigash, the Pasuk in Yechezken said, V'ayu la'achadim be'enecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezken and Navi to gather sticks, if you remember. And those sticks, what do they represent? Am Yisrael, he said, hold them together. So that's a reference to that. There's a time for silence. There's a time where a person can be silent, not say anything, and get rewarded for that. Who do we know in the Torah that was silent and got rewarded? Aharon, after Nadav Avihu died, V'yidom Aharon, and he was rewarded for that. Immediately afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nityachda imo hadibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him individually. Yeah? And there's a time to speak. What's that? Az Yeshim Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. The Shirah of Devorah. That's a time to speak and get sachar. Okay. Next. Eit le'ehov ve'eit le'sno. There is a time to love and a time to hate. This is a reference of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love and, you know, Chas v'Shalom, the opposite to Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu va'ahevecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always loves us. But, at least know, there's a pasuk in Hosea, Kol ra'atam ba'gilgal ki sham senetim. Doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates us. Obviously, it means He hates our actions. Et milchama ve'et shalom. These are the last two times in this series. There's a time for war and a time for peace. And this is a reference to the different tkufot that Am Yisrael goes through. And just like everything else, like Shlomo HaMelech said in the beginning of Kohelet, it's like a galgal chozer. Just like everything else in nature, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, was it's a cycle. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended for it to be also throughout the galut, that eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to gather us up and bring us back. Says pasuk tet, "Ma yitron ha'ase ba'asher hu amel." What is the benefit of? Now we're back to analyzing the drasha. Person who doesn't care. So Shlomo HaMelech says, "Let's analyze what the benefit of all of the things, all of the wanton and unnecessary things that he does, all of the things that he pursues." Ra'iti et ha'inyan asher natan Elohim livnei ha'adam la'anot bo. La'anot over here really means to act. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, says Shlomo HaMelech, I'm sorry, I see the way people behave. Et ha'kol asa yafe be'ito. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes everything precise. Over here he's talking about the idea of sachar ve'onish, which means everything that a person does at that time will be appropriately rewarded or punished. We know that that's one of the tenets of Judaism, one of the 13 principles that the Rambam says that every believing Jew needs to internalize. And one of them is Sechar Va'onish, that, you know, people love the Pesukim of the Torah, Brachot, Brachot, Brachot. And when it comes to Klalot, you know, they usually tell the Rabbi, you know, let's talk about positive things, positive. I mean, always make the positive. There's plenty of negative things in the Torah also, which obviously can be rearranged to be understood in a positive way, but Sachar Va'onesh is a very important thing. And we know, he's saying, for those who say, Ani ma'amin be'emunah shlema shehakadosh baruch hu atid leshalem sachartol la'tzadikim ul'ha'anish l'rasha'im le'atid lavo. Hakadosh baruch hu will handsomely reward those who follow the Torah and bitterly punish those who do not. And those who do not, those who believe in one without the other, right? It's not all brachot and it's not all, you know, punishment, but it's a combination of both. And says Shlomo HaMelech, I know that this is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. Gam et ha'olam natan belibam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave all of the wisdom in the world to people. Hashamayim shamayim la'ashem ve'aretz natan libnei adam. Shtabach Shem, look at all the chokhmah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu infuses into this world. Look at all of the technology. Look at all of the medicine and all of the vaccines and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu... You know, vaccines don't come from anywhere. Vaccines come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People don't realize that. They think this company, that company, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created vaccines. How so? By implanting the chokhmah of into people to be able to create, to be able to, you know, to find such refuot. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Let me just finish the pasuk. Mibeli asher lo yimtza ha'adam et ha'maaseh asher asa ha'elohim merosh ve'ad sof. He says, without a person, just 1 second. Yeah, so in spite of all of the chokhmah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu infused people with, the Mitzvah David explains that over here it's a reference to, even when we do have chokhmah, and there are tremendous, you know, chachamim out there, at the end of the day, we'll never be able to achieve the ultimate chokhmah, which is beginning and end, because that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. Nobody can achieve that full chokhmah, and even Shlomo HaMelech, Chacham Mikol Adam. Yeah, Shlomo HaMelech writes, Amarti Yechkam Abir Chokam Imeni. He says, the Midrash says, it's a reference to Parah Adumah. He wanted to analyze deeply the reason behind Parah Adumah, and he really didn't understand the depth of all of its laws, because a person can never really perceive the full extent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chokhmah. What are you saying, Josh?
The word Olam, is it normally spelled with a Vav? Ein, Vav, Lamed, Mem?
Yeah, most times, yeah.
So is there any reason why sometimes they spell it out?
There is obviously a deeper reason. I don't know why that is over here. I don't see any Mefarshim on the spot that that discuss that. It's usually spelled full, but there again, it goes back and forth. So, a majority of the times in Tanakh, Olam is spelled Maleh with a Vav, but Okacha, Okacha. Just do another pasuk. Yada'ati ki en tov bam. He says, since a person does not know when he's going to be summoned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to Olam HaEmet, he says, I know that there's no good among them, among HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations, ki im lismoach v'la'asot tov b'chayav. Which means, and therefore, because a person doesn't know when he's going to be beckoned, the only good thing in this world can be, or the only good thing that we can do, is lismoach, to be happy, with our share, sameach b'chilko, v'la'asot tov b'chayav, and to do the good in his life. Good is the ultimate good in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a reference, meaning we're all on a stopwatch over here. Nobody knows when we are going to be called up to Shamayim. There's a Gemara at the end of Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. The Gemara says that there's another pasuk in Kohelet, "Bechol et yu begadecha levanim." Make sure you always have white clothes. So Rabbi Eliezer told his Talmidim, "Shuv yom echad kodem mitatecha." Do teshuvah one day before you die. Shalut Talmidav et Rabbi Eliezer v'chi yodei Adam. Et yom moto, does a person know when he's going to die? What did Rabbi Eliezer respond? It's exactly the point. Since you don't know when you're going to die, so what? Bechol ha'et yu begadecha levanim. Make sure your clothing, or the clothing over here is a reference to the neshama, make sure it's always white. It's a mashal, the Gemara gives a mashal, that a king told his subjects in the kingdom, there's going to come a day where I'm going to make a wonderful party. But everybody, in order to gain entry to the party, you got to be ready. You know, sometimes on a wedding invitation, on the bottom it says, there's a little asterisk, and it says, black tie only. Ma kavana. How do you have to come? Dressed?
Dressed to impress.
Dressed to impress, yeah? Como italiano. So he said,
that's
anyway.
It's all black tie, trust him.
No, it's just black tie sometimes. And you know, when I was a kid, I thought black tie means you actually have to wear a black tie.
Yeah.
But that's not true.
No, it's not.
It just means you have to cut wear. Yeah.
I also thought that.
Yeah, no, it's not. It just means you have to come in a suit and, you know, not like. There's a word in Yiddish, schlumpy. You know, like a schlump? Like, not like dressed sloppy. Yeah. Anyway, so the king said you gotta be dressed. So there are two groups of people in the kingdom. One group thought to themselves, listen, the king, you know, how long does it take a king to prepare a party? He wants to throw a party. He can do it in a split second. So we might as well be ready. So they kept their clothes clean, made sure not to get dirty, made sure, you know, always thinking that, you know, this moment could be the moment that the king calls for the party. There's another group of people that said, you know, the king, he's just saying whatever, he has tons of stuff to do, he's busy, whatever. It's going to take such a long time. Let's go, we'll go to work, we'll go have fun, whatever. And then when he calls for the party, we'll change, whatever. All of a sudden, you know, some time passed, and then the royal officers, dun-dun-dun-dun, the king is calling for the party. The people who were waiting for it for such a long time said, we're ready. And those other guys, the people who went to work, whatever, they said, oh, you know what, let's run home and change quick. The guard said, no, there's no changing now. Now you got to go straight to the wedding home. No changing. So you have the first group of people, they walk in with their black tie only. And then you have the second group of people, they walk in with their overalls and their stains and their gehinnam and their zeh. And the king looks at them, the first group that walks in, the king says, oh, shtabach shemo, you listen, thank you. Ruchim abayim, here's gifts, here's zeh. And the other group of overall people with their grease and their gehinnam, Hashem says, why don't you listen? I told you it's coming. Why don't you listen? Busha v'cherpa, titbeishu lachem. You should be ashamed of yourselves. The mashal is clear. Na'atid levo. We have to live in this world, not with a black tie only attitude, but with a white tie only. B'chol ayet yu b'gadecha levanim. Kim lismoach v'la'asot tov b'chayav. The only thing that should be on our mind is doing the good in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem will beckon us, and it's going to be unexpected. Nobody knows, right? Like Moshe Rabbeinu says, and lo yada'ati yomoti. That's David HaMelech. Yeah, lo yada'ati yomoti, not Moshe. So he says, person never knows when he's gonna go. Don't think that 70 years sounds like a long time. The time flies, and the older you get, the faster time flies. In a blink of an eye. Yeah, it's your bar mitzvah, it's your wedding, your kids breed, your kids' wedding, grandkids chuppah, zeh, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kaddish al Yisrael. Yeah, that's the way it works. This person has to live with that mindset. Rabotai, have a wonderful day. Kol tuv, atzlacha rabbah.